The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show may not be those of the host or management. Welcome to Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with your host, B. Wright Jones. Sexy is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. This podcast show will bring you encouragement, inspiration, and hope. Know that it's time to walk in your purpose with clarity, confidence, and power. Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show is being brought to you by Keep Looking Up with B. Wright Jones, LLC. Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome to another episode of Get Unstuck and Sexy podcast show with me, your host, Coach B. Sexy is the acronym for self-confidence, excitement, extra, and yes, I can. I'm always excited, always glad to bring a powerful message and to share some amazing guests with you. And that is the case for today. I'm so excited to have LaTanya and Artina Moore on the show with me today. They are sisters and they are such a blessing. And I had them separately on the show previously, but I wanted to bring them back together. And we're going to talk about the power of a loving family on today. Hello, ladies. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. So good to see you. I'm so thankful that you agreed to come back on the show and to share some of your story. You know, we look around today and there's so much darkness, so much that's going on in the world. People are hurting. People are divided, fighting against one another. But it's so refreshing when you can see how the power of love is working in a family and keeping a family together. So that's why I wanted you to come back, because I see the love in your family. It blesses me because, and I'm getting a little emotional, I'm sorry, but it blesses me personally because, you know, since my grandmother died, I noticed that my family is not as close as we used to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, when my grandmother was alive, I mean, there was like always the family dinners. We would always come together and it was such a beautiful thing. But mm-hmm. since my grandmother passed, it's like, I noticed it's like everybody's doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, and it hurts at times, but I still, you know, I reach out to my family. I try to stay connected with my family to let them know, you know, we're family, you know, and that love and that unity is so important. And I see that with you and your family. And it's so beautiful. Artina, I know you and your daughter are so close, and you and your siblings. LaTanya, I know you have, you know, children and you're close with your children and your siblings. I know that you both went through something when you lost your mom.
Yeah.
And I know that, LaTanya, when you were on the show, you shared how your mom was such a praying woman. And I wanted to talk about that. And whoever wants to go first, but as you were growing up, what's one thing that you can say that has played a major part in your life of making you the person that you are today? Whoever wants to go first, what did you see in your household growing up that made such an impact on who you are today?
I can say my mom's strength. Whatever was going on, her strength like really resonated with me. Like it just stayed with me, and it made me want to be like that, you know, through anything that I can do, you know, I can get through, and I can be as strong as she, you know, she just, you know, showed us that example of her strength. would say that.
Amen. Amen. That's a blessing. Thank you. Artina?
I would say the same thing. I would say her strength. My mom never gave up. No matter what was happening, no matter what challenges she faced, she never gave up. And I was thinking, like I told my daughter the other day, I never heard my mom say, "I don't know." She's never said, "I don't know." Like anything you ask, if she didn't know, she would figure it out, but she would never say, "I don't know." So
Wow.
the strength that she, implemented into us, that is.
Amen. That's amazing. That's a blessing. And you know, what I love is that you didn't let go. And that strength that you saw in your mother has helped you both and your family, because I can see the strength. I can see the resilience. I know a little of both of your stories, that you've struggled with some health issues and some different challenges, but you stayed in the race. You stayed strong. You stayed praying and committed to purpose. And let's talk about that a little bit. Now, you both are authors. Now, I have to ask, who wrote the first book? Who was the first author?
I did.
You did. Okay, that's awesome. Okay, wonderful. So, with that being said, you both being authors, what have you both done for each other as far as support and encouraging each other in that realm?
Well, I'll speak to that. The thing is, my sister, she's my older sister. She already had her book in her, before. And so what I could do to support her is to just to be sure that she is able to stay encouraged. That's to stay encouraged, and also to be sure that she's able to not have to go through some of the challenges that I had to go through in the beginning. So just about being able to, hey, this is what I experienced. This route, because this will be easier for you. So just being able to support each other, and just to be able to say, we just encourage each other to keep going, because the story that she wrote is not an easy story to tell. The stories that we're writing is not easy. These are self-help books, and these are experiences that we've, faced in life on our journey. So
That's
just
right.
to be an encouragement to one another.
Amen. Amen. Latanya, did you want to share anything?
Well, yeah, like Artina said, she was the first one to put a book out. Said I had mine in my mind since 2014, but then through going through different instances and things, it delayed it. But when I saw, I just say this, when I saw her strength step out, like a mom's image step out in her. And she pushed and was doing her, and I was like, I was still going through some things, but I was like, okay, look, I just got something over me that motivated me, to push even more. Even though I was still going through some things, and that had stopped me in the past, I still was, this time pushed even more to do it. So
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful.
my little sister, yeah, that encouragement to just, I had it, but didn't know how to navigate it at the time. And so, seeing her really, really helped me.
Amen. That's a blessing. That is so beautiful because, I for myself, I'm an only child. So it's so beautiful to see, the sibling love and the encouragement and the support. That now it's all together. Is it five or six siblings altogether?
Thanks,
Six.
Sarah.
Okay. Thank you. So that's a beautiful thing. So thank you for sharing that. With the different challenges that you both have gone through, and I'll say, like, on the loss of your mom, the loss, were there some traditions in place with you as a family that you have continued to keep alive even since your mom has passed away? Are there any special traditions in your family that you've kept going?
Yes, we've kept things to holidays. My mom was big on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and although it's sometimes a struggle, we manage to to get together and do that in honor of her, because we know that's what she would want.
Amen. That's beautiful. I love that. Yeah, because I do. I miss that. We had attempted, to do some things, and we have come together, but it's not as often as I would, like to see it. But it is a beautiful thing when you can come together as a family. I want to speak to those that are listening and viewing right now that may be going through something in their family where they feel there's no unity there, or they feel like they don't have anyone. What can you say? Either one of you can speak at this time. What can you say at this moment that can maybe encourage them or help them to not give up on their family, to not give up on believing that God can move in their family in some way? What can you say at this time? Either one.
Okay. I would say to them to don't give up. I mean, just because the timing at this time is what it is, that doesn't mean it's forever. So I would say to that person, stay encouraged, stay prayed up, and God is working it out. Even when it doesn't feel like it, he's doing it.
He
And
is.
yeah, and it's not forever that what they're in at this time. It will come to pass, and it'll fall.
Amen.
So,
Amen. Thank you for that. Martina, did you want to say anything?
yeah, I would agree with my sister. To just stay, just stay encouraged and to stay connected as best as you can. Because see, what happens is the enemy comes in and it would like you to. When you're having those feelings like, oh, I don't feel supported, or I don't feel like, we're close enough. That's what the enemy wants. So just sometimes you have to fight through it, but
That's
just
right.
stay prayed up. And just remember that that's going to be your family for life,
That's
so just don't give up, but stay connected as best as you possibly can.
right. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate that. Thank you. What I want to do now, because I want to open it up so people can know how to connect with you, to get your books and tell them a little bit about yourselves so they'll know what you offer, and how you can assist in any way, in their lives. Latanya, we'll start with you. Just share a little about yourself, something about your books, how people can connect with you, and then Artina, you'll go after your sister. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm Latanya Moore, and I am the eldest sibling. I shared before I have four children, two sons, two daughters, five grandchildren, and my book, I wrote Mend and Broken Pieces as a testament to my life story of the instances in my life, like my health issues and things like that, and how God brought me through. And I as a help tool for other people, because I'm a private person, so I stepped outside of my comfort zone to try to just give God the glory of what he's doing, and to reach the people and to be able to help, be a up encouragement, uplift, so motivate them. And so I'm excited about Mend and Broken Pieces, and it can be found on Amazon, also Barnes and Noble, and on my website. You can go on there, and that's probably the best way to go is Mend and Broken Pieces 70.com, and yeah, also on Instagram and YouTube as well.
Mending Broken Pieces 70.com. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for sharing. Artina?
All right, so I'm Martina Moore. I am the middle child of the six.
I
And
thought you were the baby.
I'm the middle. Yeah.
Oh, okay. The middle child. Oh, that's beautiful.
I am the mother of one. I have a daughter who's 26. I am a three-time author working on my fourth collaborative effort. Each of my journals are a testament to what's going on in my life in those times that I wrote. So it's basically a follow me on my journey kind of thing that God put together that I didn't know was happening at the time. But so I have Makeup for the Soul. It's a 21-day self-empowerment journal. Then I have Gossip with God, which is it's a 30-day motivational quotes journal to help you gossip with God about any issues you're dealing with in your life. And then I have Standing on His Promises, which is a devotional that provides you with the promises of God so you can hang in there with whatever challenges you're facing. My latest project, which will be out at the end of the month, it's Tamar Stories.
Okay.
I collaborated with 19 other women where we're telling our stories about trials and tribulations and how we've triumphed against them. So in that story, in that book, you'll be able to see or read about my health challenges, that I faced in the past.
Amen. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. And I want to thank you both ladies for opening yourselves up and allowing yourselves to be transparent and to be vulnerable and to share your story. And I know that's not always easy. It's not always easy, the things that we go through and being vocal about it, to help other people. But I commend you on your courage, on your resilience, for just staying with it and continuing to press, through it all. And being that voice that people need to hear. So I want to thank you for that. I appreciate you both. And, before we go, I want to just ask at this time if there's anything on your heart that you feel that you would like to share with those that are listening and viewing at this time. I wanted to open it up and give you that opportunity to share, either if anyone had anything to say.
Okay. I wanted to say to the viewers, no matter what you're going through, even in the darkest hour, he is working it out. I mean, I sit here as an example of what he can do and who he is, and I'm not just talking. I'm here to encourage you, uplift you, motivate you to know that here is a person that had a stroke. I have other issues going on now. You would never know it. He's awesome at how he keeps
Amen.
you. And so, him keeping me, I'm no one. It's the same God for me. It's the same God for you, is what my message is to the people. So just hold on and be encouraged that even if it doesn't look like it, he is working it out.
That's right. Thank
So
you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Martin.
I would have to agree, to just to hang in there and to know that this is just remember that this is a journey. And even if when you go through the Bible, Jesus didn't have, no one had it easy. Everyone had a path,
That's the truth.
So we are on this journey. We're on this journey to have these life experiences, and there may be a challenge. So do not think that you're exempt or you're the only one struggling. There are people out there that are going through things too. You are a part of this human race on this earth that you were put here to have different trials and tribulations. So just know that it's only going to make you stronger. It doesn't come to break you, it comes to make you. And I also wanted to add, I didn't get a chance to tell you guys that I can be found at Artina Moore on Instagram and Artina Moore on Facebook.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, yes, ladies, you've been amazing. I appreciate you taking the time to share your story, to be an example of showing people that there is power in love, that love can keep a family together, can hold things together, even though we go through different challenges and different things in life, that love and support of a family is so important. So I wanted to thank you. Always keep in mind that it's only a test. We go through things, it's a test, but yes, but we're going to come out on the other side. So be encouraged today. Again, thank you ladies for taking the time to share. Please connect with them. They are amazing. And I just want you to know that God hears you, He sees you, and you are valuable. So be blessed. And as I always say, keep looking up. All right, guys, be blessed, and I'll see you on next time. Take
Thank
care.
you.
All right, thanks again, ladies.
This is now a time of call to salvation. If you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I invite you at this time to repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. I ask that you come into my heart and save me. I confess that you are Lord, and I thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I accept you now. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. Hallelujah. If you repeated that prayer, you are now saved. Continue to build your relationship with the Lord in prayer and in reading His Word. Trust and believe that God has a beautiful purpose and plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. Be blessed and know that heaven is cheering for you as well as myself. God bless you and keep looking up. If this podcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to sow a seed into this podcast, you can do so with Cash App at $KeepLookingUp7, the number 7, and PayPal, MSLadyB2020 at Comcast.net. God bless you.